Welcome to the Sales and Marketing ROI Podcast, episode number 32. Why email marketing services have such a good return on investment. In this podcast, we are going to talk about why email marketing services have such a good return on investment. We'll also discuss the philosophy behind why email marketing continues to generate a good return on investment and give you some tips on how you can optimize your email marketing to generate even more revenue. So let's get started. With the influx of companies using social media outlets such as Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter to market online these days, why should you even bother to use email marketing? Well, the easy answer to that question is that email marketing has proven time and time again to be one of the most effective methods of small business marketing. According to eConsulty.com, email marketing was actually marked as the best channel in terms of return on investment in 2014. 68% of those who were involved in email marketing claimed the method produced either excellent or good ROI, while on the other hand, the ever-growing field of social media marketing actually had one of the lowest ROI satisfaction rankings. Despite the fact that companies are seeing results from their email marketing, small businesses are only spending approximately 16% of their marketing budget on emails. All of this data begs the question, why is email marketing so effective? And why aren't more people committing to it? So let's take a look at some of the reasons why email marketing does so well. Reason number one, people check their email all the time. This is one of the major reasons why email marketing is so effective. Not only do most people have an email account already, but according to ExpressPigeon.com, approximately 91% of consumers check their email at least once a day. That means that if you have an email list of 5,000 people, approximately 4,500 people are going to come in contact with your email. Now, suppose that instead of sending out an email, you posted on Twitter or Facebook about a new promotion. Even if you have 5,000 followers, the chances of 4,500 of them interacting with your post is fairly slim. Reason number two, personalization. Testing has shown that people who use more personal email styles have a higher rate of success than those who don't. There's a few different ways that you can do this. We've all gotten those emails that have our name included, and we're incredibly curious as to how they knew our name. If you use forms to gather your subscribers, it's simple enough to ensure that they include not only their email address, but their first and last name as well. Most email marketing platforms will allow you to import subscribers along with personal information so that you can actually send a personalized email to each subscriber that contains their first name. Other ways you can personalize email marketing is to group your subscribers into different email marketing lists, which allows you to only send emails to each list that concerns their interests. For example, if you run a makeup business, you could create a subscription form on your website that suggests they put in their favorite makeup brand. You can then build separate lists and emails based on their preferences. Personalizing other types of marketing methods is definitely more difficult than this. When you send out a tweet or even run a commercial, there's no way you can control who views it. Instead, you just have to hope that the right people come across it. We believe that this aspect of personalization plays a large part in allowing email marketing to generate such a high ROI. Reason number three, it's cost effective. Most marketing methods that cost your company an arm and a leg will not produce a very high ROI. Luckily enough, email marketing is actually an incredible cost effective form of marketing. According to an article from the Harvard Business Review, they claim, quote, compared to other media, email messages are dirt cheap to send. Its low cost only makes the argument stronger that email marketing is the most cost-efficient advertised method available today, end quote. Email marketing is exactly what small businesses should be craving, a cheap, effective, and high-returning marketing method. Essentially, you can make email marketing as cheap or as expensive as you'd like. You can certainly do it yourself, which will cost virtually nothing, or you can invest in the services of an email marketing company, which will save you time and ensure you that your email marketing plan is effective and high quality. We would also suggest that you create an account with a company like MailChimp, which is incredibly low cost, but is a very efficient way to create and send thousands of emails every week. Reason number four, it allows for repeat impressions. When you use email marketing, you're able to target the same audience over and over again, which is incredibly beneficial. According to Dr. Jeffrey Lant, who created the Rule of Seven, it takes a person on average 7 interactions with something in order for it to make an impact on them. What are the chances that other marketing investments are going to be able to interact with potential clients at least 7 times? If we use Google AdWords as an example, there is a very slim chance that a potential customer will come across your ad at the top of Google over 7 times. It's much more likely that they will have found what they were looking for after only 2 or 3 searches. Reason number 5, it's easy to grow your distribution list. One of the best things about email marketing is that your target audience can grow automatically. It just takes a little bit of work up front, and then it works for you even when you are not. By creating simple forms on your website, anyone who visits can enter in their email, which will be compiled into a list to be uploaded and added to your distribution list. A lot of people create forms with wording such as, "Subscribe to our weekly newsletter here," or "Want to be the first to hear about our specials and sales?" While these types of forms will add some emails, in general, they are not that effective. Instead, where most companies see the best results is when they offer promotions or valuable content in exchange for an email address. These marketing methods won't add a single dollar more to your email marketing costs if you pay for a flat fee, and it will easily create more sales given the increase in your email list size. Reason number 6, it's easy to continually test and improve results. With email marketing, you can create new lists with every send to determine what works best for open rates, click-through rates, and more importantly, creating sales. Because everything is digitally collecting data on each email send, it is incredibly easy, especially when compared to other methods such as direct mail, visiting trade shows, or going door to door. Testing different send times, subject lines, or even the font size that you use in the emails to determine what works best with your audience can have a significant impact to the sales the emails deliver. As you perfect your emails, you'll find that the conversions only go up. Since we're on the topic, we felt it might be beneficial to offer you some tips to create more effective emails. There are a few ways that you can create an effective marketing email that generates both a high click rate, but most importantly, sales for your business. Here are a few tips that we've picked up throughout our years of creating emails for our clients. Tip number 1, keep your subject line short and simple. We have found that having a short, simple subject line is the key to generating a higher open rate for your emails. Some of the most effective ones we have used either involve using a couple words about the topic of the email itself or about the industry it's being sent to. Tip number 2, personalize your emails. As mentioned previously, personalizing your email tends to produce a much higher click rate. This can include anything from using the receiver's name in the email to creating specific lists and having a signature on the emails. You can also use more personal terms such as you and I rather than we. Tip number 3, include plenty of linking opportunities. The goal of most emails is not generally to sell them on the idea through the email, but rather to get people to click through to your website. It may seem obvious, but the best way to do this is to ensure that you have plenty of linking opportunities throughout the email. This can include things such as a call to action button, or what we have found to work well is to create a bulleted list of hyperlinks that lead to your website. Tip number 4, know when to send. Understanding the appropriate time to send an email can make a huge difference. If you show up to work on a Monday morning with over 25 emails in your inbox, what are the chances of you opening up even half of them? When you start your email marketing campaign, spend the first few weeks testing what time of the week results in the highest open and click rates. If you follow some of these simple tips, you should be able to create an effective email marketing plan. Always make sure to continually test new ideas through A/B email testing to help you discover what works best at generating high levels of response from your subscribers. For more tips and ideas on email marketing, you can visit our website at profitworks.ca. We want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast brought to you by ProfitWorks Small Business Services, Inc. We provide email marketing, website traffic, and website conversion optimization services, which help to increase the number of sales generated from a website. The focus of our services is on increasing sales and providing a positive return on investment for all of our clients. If you'd like to contact us about our email marketing services, just head on over to profitworks.ca. Again, we want to thank you for taking the time to listen to ProfitWorks Podcast, episode number 32. If you have any comments or questions about our podcast, feel free to get in contact with us today.